This is a CKTZ News Update. Though having just 1,000 year-round residents, remote Cortez Island still faces issues that exist in urban settings: domestic abuse, mental health challenges, and those who are homeless. When crises hit, it can take well over an hour for help to arrive. Now, a community approach is formulating to help deal with such challenges. Cortez Island Women's Resource Center Director Tanya Henk says funding has been set aside to form a community crisis intervention team led by local resident Jim Foster.
Jim is definitely spearheaded that, and there is other men who are interested in helping in that process. Basically, it's about non-violent crisis intervention. It's about keeping things safe and calm.
Henk explains that often in crisis situations, critical time is lost just because of Cortez Island's remote location. And police have suggested the community initiate direct action.
One of the big challenges with bringing police over is that it's going to take at least an hour of time to get over here. And unfortunately, when it comes to domestic abuse, it's basically a he said, she said. I've seen situations where the bruises and the doctors standing up in court is not good enough. For whatever reason, when it comes to domestic abuse, by the time the police showed up, it's very often a he said, she said type of thing. And so how it was put to us, we had a private meeting, and this is going back close to 2 years ago, I guess. So what was suggested to us is that we had basically some sort of agency or collective that even if we were just standing at the house so that there's witnesses, because as soon as someone's standing outside and says, oh yes, I heard this or I saw this happen, their voice counts for some reason. We also find that as soon police often escalate situations, and also we want to spread this crisis response beyond domestic abuse and also be able to offer it for people who are struggling with mental health crisis. And often that's not that far of a stretch, even with the domestic abuse situations. One of the other things that we're really passionate about is mental health supports on island, because we don't have enough of that. And we also know that police often escalate that, whether they intend to or not. So having someone show up and be far more concerned and caring. There's a group of women, and they're in Toronto, and they've been doing this for like 20 years, but it's pretty underground. And basically when the call comes into them, two people will attend. They're plain dress clothes. They'll probably bring a thermos with some soup or tea in it. They'll bring sandwich, and they might sit with you for 12 hours and just make sure you're okay, you know, grab some food for you and that type of thing, right? So it's about being able to actually sit and be with that person through their crisis and not be like, oh, well, we're going to take you to the hospital, because we just don't have the support here for that either. And oftentimes when we do see that happen, they end up in Campbell River Hospital and very quickly are released, if not within 24 hours, quicker than that. And often at times that they know the ferry is not running. So these people are let out of the hospital, have nowhere to stay, don't have the money to go and stay in a hotel, and are literally on the streets of Campbell River, often been taken in by ambulance or something, so no vehicles. So that's a really big deal for us.
So this sounds like a community-empowered way to help intervene in these kinds of situations. And rather than it being strangers, whether mm-hmm. they're police officers or other types of social service workers, you have people from within the community that are both, as you said, witnessing and trying to de-escalate a situation.
And when you've got people who start having trust in that, like, you'll find that the people who are struggling will be the ones to call up and be like, hey, I need someone to come and be with me. And if they can be proactive about that instead of waiting for things to escalate too much, right? I would like to see that actually being a much bigger thing in Cortez. Like, we are initiating it. We're kind of starting to do the baby steps work of it. But this is something that I would actually like to see creating jobs on Cortez Island. There's going to need to be like a mental health team on Cortez Island. And I think that should be people who are here, people that we can train and educate. Because you would definitely need to have two people on. We're talking about this should ideally be a 24-hour service, right? So there would be a lot of organizing, but it would be an opportunity to create jobs on Cortez and more support and training on Cortez as well, which I think would be pretty cool.
Regarding domestic abuse, Henk says the situation has deteriorated in recent times.
There's definitely been an increase. I'd say the increase in calls is probably about 50% to what it was previous. The thing that for us that we've really noticed is that we've had more calls about child abuse. And so that's been the thing that I think has been a bit different for us, like in our experience. Now, whether that's because we've been around a little bit longer and we are being recognized as a a source for support, you know? So I think that because people know more about us and that type of thing too, maybe that has something to do with it. But that is definitely something that across the board has been, or like across the world has been the case, right? So yeah, I think we're pretty on par with all of that. One of the things that I thought was interesting when I was talking to somebody in Campbell River was that they said that the number of calls that were going out to crisis centers were lower and the number of calls going directly to police had gone up, which was a pretty interesting stat. But it's looking like what that means is that women's access to calling these crisis centers and getting to them, or even being able to make phone calls to them, that kind of thing has become more difficult, where it's hitting to a further extreme and where the police are ending up being called. So I thought that that was quite an interesting shift that I hadn't really thought about before I had this conversation.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.